Good morning, 809, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us, as she does after every city council meeting, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, Sam Abel. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Hey, how did you guys do in the rain this morning? It was pounding pretty heavy in Gulf Breeze this morning, wasn't it?
It was. We still have quite a few pumps out in preparation from last weekend's tropical storm. We like to put out a heat map to let our residents in low-lying areas know which areas may be vulnerable. And because we did that last week, we already had those pumps out. But so far, we haven't had to fire any of those up, and everything's percolating. So we're doing fine over here in Gulf Breeze.
All right, that's good. And the storm itself, obviously it could have been a whole lot worse, but I know there's certain areas that get their water, and I know every year it gets a little bit better as we put more infrastructure into place. But how did the city handle the storm over the weekend?
It handled it just fine. We did have, some debris, not too bad. And, of course, we have finished our very large East Basin project, our Central Basin project. And last night on the council agenda, council authorized moving forward on our West Basin. These are not just your typical stormwater projects. These are multi-million dollar projects in a built-out environment where you're going into very established communities. And you're building very large new stormwater pipes. So very pleased at during the storm how the East District and Central District responded. I mean, that water was just whisked away, and we're really looking forward to the West Basin, which is the largest of the three. So these are all projects that came about after the 2014 historic flood. And we already saw a huge difference after Hurricane Sally, which even brought more rainfall than in 2014. So big night last night for the council to authorize moving forward with that last large project.
Outstanding. Speaking of Sally, we finally have a bridge back to full functionality. And eventually, it's going to be even more capacity with six lanes ultimately. But right now, we're back to where we were before Sally. How's it felt in the city?
Yes. Well, certainly we're, our local businesses are just sighing a big sigh of relief. That's is one of the major impetuses for the city incorporating back in 1961 was the expansion of the bridge. And so with doubling that capacity, that, of course, really sparked a lot of master planning in the community to make sure that we were preserving our quality of life. Last night, the council authorized the last piece, the financing piece, for our multimodal overpasses over Highway 98. Also authorized the undergrounding of all utilities on Highway 98, which is a big step towards, of course, undergrounding into our neighborhoods for hurricane preparedness. And then, of course, they also authorized moving forward with synthetic turf because that was our laydown yard after our hurricane. As a peninsula city, we're constrained as it comes to land. And so we're able to use a cost share on that. And lastly, they approved a very longstanding project that our community has wanted to see, and that's the new wetlands boardwalk. So it was a big night last night on the council agenda focusing on these resiliency initiatives that came about from conversations of the expansion of the bridge and making sure we don't just become a through community.
That's great. So let's talk about one of those. The turf, is that going to be on the high school football field? Is that right?
No, that's the high school field house on Daniel. This is actually the recreation field on Shoreline Drive.
Oh,
so this is
okay.
For all of our youth to use, not just our schools, but yes, this is for use by our soccer, high school, and lacrosse, our youth of all ages. And so after Ivan, the field was used as the debris laydown yard. That was, again, the case after Sally. And so, obviously, we've looked at opportunities for cost share. FEMA is going to assist a little bit with that cost recovery, but also we're looking at using some of our bed tax dollars. That field is actually surrounded on two sides with wetlands. And so the council has workshopped several times in the past citizen recommendations to change that field to synthetic turf because of all the, the nutrients and chemicals that you're putting on that field year long, and we're still only getting 9 months of use out of the grass. So that's how it fell into a resiliency initiative. It's just a lot more, environmentally friendly, and the timing is right.
Okay, so I'm going to ask what I think is likely to be a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. If the field was turf before and got used as laydown post-Ivan and post-Sally, you can't really use synthetic field as laydown because it'll destroy it, I assume, damage it. What's the alternate laydown spot that we're going to use if there is, God forbid, another storm?
Yes, so the city owns spray fields, actually more in the Midway and Tiger Point area that Santa Rosa County actually uses for laydown yards now. They actually borrow our land for debris after hurricanes, and there's plenty of space left, so we'll likely be using that land. The city has an emergency operations plan, so they have more than one option, but they will be authorizing the use of one of those parcels moving forward.
Okay. All right. Very good. You mentioned the boardwalk. I love this idea. This has been in the works a long time, that area north of the park and the boat launch and east of Soundside, to put a boardwalk in, to put, like, trails and all kinds of stuff back there, right?
It is. It is in our comprehensive plan. It's in our long-range transportation planning documents. It was strongly recommended by a letter of endorsement by our Chamber of Commerce, our advisory Parks Board, and others. The vision is to connect our after-school programs with our community center, those STEM programs, with a boardwalk that connects the park just right across the street, all the way out to the water. And the city leadership has visited Niceville, their boardwalk in Turkey Creek. Andrew, if you haven't been, Laney Corbin, who's the city manager there, has done a phenomenal job. And we really use that as an example of a destination place where you can be out in the middle of nature and just spend all day on that boardwalk. So we've been over to Turkey Creek a couple times and use that to learn from, you know, how we can drive down maintenance costs. That boardwalk has been there over 20 years. Learned a lot from that. And then we were very successful with Representative Alex Andrade and Senator Doug Broxson supporting an appropriation that was signed into the budget by Governor DeSantis. So we also have a cost share with that wetlands boardwalk as well. So very, very big day after so many years of our community asking for this boardwalk to actually see that moving forward.
Very good. Well, I love all of that stuff. All good news notes. Sam Abel, she is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, as always, thanks for the time. We appreciate the work, and we appreciate you informing our audience. Thanks so much.
Sure. Thank you, Andrew.